Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, an unbelievable change in tone coming from Donald Trump's Border Patrol commander, Gregory Bovino. He just held a press conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and he is now speaking very differently about the execution of 37-year-old nurse Alex Preddy. This execution has many Americans pissed off. Protests are propping up despite large portions of the country being covered in snow. Despite it being negative 10 degrees yesterday, negative 20 degrees, people still rose up in Minneapolis. He was one of the first people to hop on mainstream news and lie only moments after Alex Preddy was assassinated, executed in the streets of Minneapolis yesterday. This video that I'm about to show you is from 24 hours ago, where Gregory Bovino hops on TV and lies. And today, he holds yet another press conference where he kind of meanders, says some BS, and then continues to say they're going to wait for the investigation. So they are speaking out of both sides of their mouths. They all rush to conclusions in an attempt to control the narrative, then realized, oh shit, our guy literally just assassinated somebody in the streets. Now they are moving to cover it up. We'll talk about the cover up in one moment, but let's watch Gregory Bovino yesterday, moments after the shooting, talking about this.
Operation, an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted. Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, a Border Patrol agent fired defensive shots. Medics on the scene immediately delivered medical aid to the subject, but the subject was pronounced dead.
Now, let me show you. Let me walk you through the change in tone coming from the Border Patrol leader, Greg Bovino. Every single word he said in this 30-second clip was a complete lie. He never charged at anybody with a gun out. He never tried to attack anybody. He never even tried to harm anybody. He never even put up a fight. There was no resistance. It was just pure execution. For some quick updates on the cover-up that is taking place, Ken says, latest on the Minnesota shooting, a federal judge has ordered the feds to preserve the evidence after local law enforcement said they were blocked from gathering at the scene. Officials tell us the Department of Homeland Security, run by Kristi Noem, not the FBI, will conduct an investigation. That's unheard of. Same thing happened with Renee Nicole Good. They spiked investigators from actually collaborating. Videos appear to show that the man who was killed never touched his gun and that a DHS agent took it from him before the shooting started. The videos also show that the man was coming to the aid of a woman who had been attacked by federal agents. That's when the agents surrounded him and took him to the ground. Despite the contradictory video evidence, Secretary Noem continues to suggest a dead man posed a threat to the agents. Gregory Bovino then comes out today. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe if you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed. But Gregory Bovino then comes out today and does this weird speech where he essentially begins to admit to some of the worst crimes that ICE has committed, that Border Patrol agents have committed, but said that the victim was at fault. He said it was the choice of the victim. So he does this weird, loony, manic speech about choice. He says, we all have a choice in America. And then he says, it was the choice of people for this five-year-old to be detained. Watch.
And before I hear from my colleague, Mr. Marcos Charles, to talk about a subject that I think is very important given the events over the past couple of days. And that topic is the topic of choices. Choices. Now, choosing or making a choice is one of the only true freedoms that any of us really have.
I'm sorry, but he's speaking like me in middle school when I was trying to meet the word count on an essay, or when I was trying to meet the 5-minute minimum speech time, and I would just continue to ramble on. He's like, choices, choices. Let's talk about them. Yeah, you know who didn't have a choice? Alex Peretti, who didn't have a choice but to be pepper sprayed, didn't have a choice but to lose his vision, didn't have a choice but to be pulled to the ground. He didn't consent to having his gun taken from his waistband, and he didn't have a choice whether or not he would get assassinated. So just keep that in mind as Gregory Bovino continues to rant and say insane stuff.
It is a choice, and there are always actions that result from our choices. When you choose to use your five-year-old child as a shield to evade law enforcement, that is a choice that someone makes. And there are actions and consequences that result from that choice.
If I were to make a speech, I would say proportion. I want to talk about what proportion looks like. And Gregory Bovino needs to learn that consequences need to be proportionate to the actions that were taken. So if somebody is walking down the street with their camera out, you maybe ask them politely to get out of the street. A disproportionate response is dragging them to the ground and killing them. If somebody's car is in the road and they're trying to reverse and drive away, a proportional response would be to yell at them to get the hell out of the road and move on. A disproportionate response is shooting them 3 times in the back. That's disproportionate. And now he's trying to victim blame the 5-year-old. He's trying to victim blame the people around the 5-year-old. And really quickly, everybody has their big idea that they really want to make happen, but I am urging you in 2026 to execute on that idea. Execution is the key to make it work. And the most powerful move that you can make to own your future if you want to start a business or start some sort of revenue stream is to start it with Shopify. Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person all in one place. Millions of entrepreneurs already use it, from massive household name brands to people launching their very first store from inside their household. You can build a beautiful store with customizable templates and use Shopify's built-in AI to write product headlines, clean up a product photo, just help you with the overall marketing task that usually takes an entire team for a small business. So in 2026, stop waiting, start selling with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial by going to shopify.com/mockler. Again, click the link below and go to shopify.com/mockler and you'll get a deal. Thank you all. Back to the video. After the Border Patrol Commander at Large Gregory Bovino victim blames a 5-year-old for the choices made, you know, goes on a weird tangent about choices and talks about how the 5-year-old was a result of bad choices. What are you talking about here? Is he also pro-choice, or is he going to be pro-life and regressive in that regard as well? After that, he takes questions, in which he is now waiting for the process to play out. I absolutely loathe what we call on this show Schrodinger's investigation, where MAGA figures like Greg Bovino, Trump, Kristi Noem will come out and declaratively lie right after an event. And then when they go on the TV and they get pressed, they say, we have to wait for the investigation. They appeal to an ongoing investigation. Oh, now you want to wait.
Commander, was Alex Peretti armed when he was shot?
Again, the investigation is going to uncover all those facts, things like how many shots were fired, where were the weapons located. All those facts are going to come out in the investigation. I wasn't there wrestling that assaultive subject that was assaulting Border Patrol agents. I wasn't there wrestling him myself. So I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to wait for that investigation to come.
No. Wait. You want to know who did speculate? You want to know who didn't wait for facts? You, bro. You didn't wait for facts. This is Greg Bovino 24 hours ago. Only hours after the shooting happened, making declarative statements, trying to gaslight the American public and control the narrative.
This operation, an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted. Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, a Border Patrol agent fired defensive shots.
This is him making very strong statements. Now he's saying,
I wasn't there wrestling him myself, so I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to wait for that investigation to come.
No, absolutely impotent, absolutely weak. Remember, Stephen Miller said right after it happened, an assassin tried to murder federal agents, and this is your response. Just know, if they killed me, if they killed you, if they killed anybody watching this or your family members, they would call you a domestic terrorist like they did with Renee Nicole Good, or an assassin. We know that neither of them are terrorists or assassins. We also now know that Gregory Bovino was lying about why the entire operation was happening. The Minnesota Department of Corrections had to release a statement saying that he was lying about the target in the operation. They said, "The Minnesota Department of Corrections extends its condolences to the family and loved ones of Alex Preddy, who was shot and killed by federal agents. The loss of life is tragic, and Minnesotans deserve transparency, accountability, and facts." In the hours following the shooting, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovino, they call him out by name, held a press conference asserting that the operation was targeting an individual named Jose Huerta Chuma and characterized him as having a significant criminal history. Because federal statements have repeatedly included inaccurate information about Minnesota custody and criminal records, the DOC reviewed available records to determine whether the individual reference had any connection. Based on the DOC records and publicly available Minnesota data, one, the individual identified by federal officials has never been in Minnesota DOC custody. Two, DOC and court records show no felony commitments associated with this. Three, public Minnesota court records reflect only a misdemeanor-level traffic offense more than a decade ago. Four, the individual is not currently under DOC supervision. So Greg Bovino came out and lied about everything. He stepped in so much shit that the next day he had to come out and apologize. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.